בבא סוכוחה. בכבוד. יפה מישהו.
This week's parsha starts by Daber Hashem Moshe Be'Har Sinai Lemo. Hashem spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai. What did Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu? The mitzvah of Shemitah. In Eretz Yisrael, 14 years after we entered Eretz Yisrael, we started counting the years. And after the 6th year, it's called Shemitah, 17. What he's supposed to do? He's supposed not to plow and not to seed, and everything belongs to everybody, and you're not allowed to do any business with the things that grow on that year. So the Gemara tells us that the Torah will tell us some kind of laws. So what happened? Somebody has a house, and somebody sold their house, and somebody had a business, and he doesn't have a business, and somebody is going to sell himself to be a slave, and a goy is going to buy him. So the paragraphs in this sixth parasha, says the Gemara, the paragraphs are connected. This is a punishment for someone that did business with produce that grow on Shemitah. You can end up to be poor person. And the Torah tells us, if you don't keep Shemitah, you can end up being pushed out of Eretz Israel. Excuse me. Oh, not only that, Parashat B'chukotah is that 49 curses. The Torah says, you know what has happened to you? Because you did not keep Shemitah. He didn't keep Shemitah. What did I do? I plowed, I seeded, so what? Not because I did Avodah Zarah, not because I did something major. Don't keep Shemitah. For this, you might lose all your business, all your money. And for this, what you can end up, Chas Shalom, getting out of Eretz Israel. So what did I do? What's this mitzvah? And this mitzvah was chosen by Kadosh Baruch Hu as a role model of all the mitzvot. It, likewise, Shemitah, it says, Behar Sinai, Hashem said to Har Sinai, everything is from Har Sinai. Everything is from Har Sinai. As long as Hashem said in the Torah, I believe Hashem, I believe Hashem, Moshe, Moshe spoke to Moshe. I know, Hashem spoke to Moshe. He says, no, yes, listen. Hashem wanted to know, he said everything on Har Sinai. What's the difference? Where does Hashem say it to me? Hashem could have said it after Har Sinai also. Set means what Hashem said on the journey. No, but Moshe learned everything on Har Sinai while he was learning with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Should know, the first thing is Shemitah. And this must be a very important mitzvah. Right after the Torah tells us about the Shemitah, the Torah tells us, listen, also I want to tell you something. There's a thing, there's a concept called Yovel. Excuse me. Yovel means the 50th year. So what is the halacha of Yovel? The Torah says it's like Shemitah. Don't plow and don't seed. It means after you count 7 times 7, 7 Shemitah, comes the 50th year is Yovel. Yovel is a Shemitah. What's on Yovel? Yovel means, first thing the Gemara says, Yovel means that all the real estate that somebody sold and somebody bought, it comes back to him. It doesn't stay. Whatever somebody got a piece of land when Yeshua entered Eretz Israel, it belongs to him and his family. Somebody needed some money, he wants to sell the property. The sale is like a lease. There's no such thing sale, lease. It means when you sell something, it's for 50 years. Okay, but comes to us, I want to tell you something. When you purchase, you have to make sure that the price is right. you have to figure out exactly when is the next Yovel, because it's a list. So when you list something, you have to know for how many years you're going to list. So therefore, make sure, try and emphasize. You know, like people, you know, came out from another planet. And who doesn't know it? You go to a store, I say, you want to list something. I say, okay, I want to list something for 50 years. So what's the price? That's the price. Okay. If you list less than 50 years, it's less price. So the question is, next Yovel. When is the next Yovel? It means, when is the next time that all the properties will go back to the original owner? You don't need a Torah for this. Torah says, listen, be careful. When you buy it, make sure. When you sell it, make sure. It's to be accurate exactly. I said, what's the complication? No, just I want you to know that you go and you want to buy a land. This is just a list. It's not a sale. Okay, so make sure that you look at the calendar before you go and you know when is the next time they have a Yovel. And the next time, it's the list is over. So, depends. The Torah and tells you, listen, depends how many years is till the next Yovel, till the end of the list. But this has to do with anything. If you have to be honest, you have to be honest. It's nothing to do with list or say. This the concept of Shemitah is so important. The Mishnah in Perkei Avot tells us the world stands on three things: Din, judgment, trial, Emet, truth, and Shalom, peace. The world stands on this. It means, if Chas Shalom, there is no truth, there is no peace, there is no judgment, the world is going to collapse. That's what the Gemara said, for example. The Gemara said that Shimon Levi went to Shechem after the kingdom dinner and they killed the whole city. The whole city, what did the people do over there that you killed them? So the Rambam, they always tried to find the reason why Shimon Levi was so upset and killed everybody, 24,000 people. And the Rambam says one of the reasons is because when you live in a city, you have to know there's a court system. It's not what you want to do. You have to have a court system, and the court system has a police, and it's going to be exactly according to the law. So you lived in this city of Shechem, and the mayor's son, Shechem and Hamo, kidnapped a Jewish girl. And probably everybody got a WhatsApp. I said, how did you keep quiet? If you don't take the law in your hand, and you let the government or the city do what they want, the world will collapse. That's one of the mitzvot that we have in the Torah. Shoftim v'shotrim t'lecha v'chol sharecha. Hashem said, you have a mitzvah. Appoint judges and priests. It's a mitzvah. I said, what is the mitzvah? Why? Makes sense. No. You have to know it's an obligation because the world stands on that. Now, Hamid does the following. You know, when Adam HaRishon was still on the floor before he got up, and just ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is this person that lays on the floor, this is the product that you have in mind? Hashem said, no. He is a grandfather of someone, but this is not the one I had in mind. Because that thing that you see on the floor is a thief. Whatever does it mean? Hashem said, it's going to steal from the tree, it's going to eat from the tree. It's not eating from the tree. You're a thief, you stole. Hashem told you, don't eat from there. By picking up his wife, Chava, doesn't matter. You enjoyed and you ate from the tree, it means it's not eaten or not eaten. The problem is you stole. Stealing, says the Mishnah, that's the problem, stealing. Stealing is not, Hashem doesn't care about stealing. But stealing means that the world has no court system. And so every person does what he wants. Not only that, it means there is no peace. Because it means like this, if you imagine a theft, So really, theft means you don't have peace with that person that you steal from. Because if you have peace with him, you wouldn't steal from him. It means you don't care about him. And that's what Torah tells us. If you remember, the Mabul came. Hashem told Noach the reason for the Mabul came because people are stealing. People are stealing. But Torah tells you they did other bad things as well. Much worse than that stealing. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what it is. A basket of sins. The sins themselves come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm Mr. Sin, and I was made by this and this person. Says the Gemara, some of the sins have some kind of manners and shy, they don't come in front of Hashem. And says, the sin of stealing, says the Gemara, he comes in front of Hashem, by the way. Says the Gemara, says, why he comes? Gemara says, from all the sins that people have, Lashon Hara, Avodah Zarah, killing, doesn't matter. There's a court upstairs. And from every sin, a bad angel is being created. But the worst is stealing. Says Moshe Cordovero, Chaim Vital, and said the first thing of this world was theft. What it does, it's not again the stealing. What it means is the world stands on honesty. It's the pillar of the world. And if somebody steals, so called, he cuts the pillar. So the world will collapse. That's why Hashem, Hashem's stamp is Emet. Chotamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emet. Mas says you have to be careful. Says there's a city, it's called Luz. Still exists on earth, someplace. If you go down under earth, at the time of the Gemara, about 1500 years ago, people used to go inside. Somebody went inside. There's a tree someplace, it's called Luz. And people will never die over there. Those people will never die over there. Are the people that never said a lie. You can't be in that city if you say a lie. And they never die over there. Never. The Gemara says when the person is over 1,000 years old and he's here enough, he wants to go to Gan Eden, he goes outside and dies outside. Malach HaMavet cannot go inside. Because HaKadosh Baruch whose stamp is Emet, he guards the person. Emet. I mean, you say that Rabbeinu Yonah in Sefer Shaarei Teshuvah writes over there that tzaddikim afraid of saying a sheker more than all the other sins. Because so-called you ruin the stamp of Hashem and you so-called you're cutting the pillar that holds the world. And that's what Hashem told Noach, listen, I'm going to destroy the world. So the world, what is it? Was it? Hashem did not tell Noach that and that and that. He said, you're not honest. That's it. People weren't honest. They stole Malaret Hamas. They robbed people. Says the Gemara says they used to take things that's not even worth it, a penny, less than a penny. People used to go to the market and pick up from the stands a little cashew, a little raisin. The Gemara says for this the Mabul came. It's not what you stole. It's because you're not honest. And that's what Chachamim say. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, after Adam Rishon so-called stole. Hashem cursed him. 10 curses. The worst curse is, of course, death. But one of the curses is you have to work very hard for your parnasa. He says, what is it all about? Why did Hashem give Adam HaRishon that kind of curse? Says, this is called exactly what you did. What did you try? You tried to have easy thing. I told you don't eat. And you grabbed it. You stole it. Now, to get something, you're going to have to work very hard. That is the concept of this world. People work so hard, and it says it's not a curse because Hashem just gave a curse. And it says, in order to train us to understand what is Emet, and the person who works hard, he earns it with dignity, with honesty, good. If not, back to square one. Let's take a mark. Let's talk HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, the Gemara says After Adam HaRishon ate from the tree, of course he was by himself. But when he exited Gan Eden and started to have children later, was a famine. Rav. Hashem told Adam HaRishon, you should know, soon you're going to see. Earth will not produce any vegetables, any fruits, nothing. They're going to have what to eat. So what happened? Why? That's just Hashem just said famine? No. A famine means you're not going to have what to eat because you stole food and you wanted to have easy life. Hashem is going to make it harder for you in order for you to correct it. And actually, the Gemara says, just before the Mabul, in the time of Lemech was the second famine. Nothing to eat. Then in Egypt, you remember, was a famine. And then why? Because the brothers stole Yosef. And constantly, the Gemara says, other times they had famine in the world. But I won't say the word most of the time, but a lot of times there was famine, is because people did not behave with honesty. The Navi says, that the tefillah of a person goes from his mouth via his hands to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the hands, you wash hands before tefillah, that's why the hands have to be always clean. You have to wash hands. That's why you have to wash hands. Why do you have to wash your mouth? You have to wash your nose. That's just because tefillah goes via the hand. The Navi says, based on the Pasuk, גם כי תרבות תפילה אני נשומע ידיכם דמים אליהו, it says if you steal anything, it says the palm is not clean, the tefillah will not pass by. You can have some things, but don't think it because you pray to Hashem. Your tefillah was never accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You got panasah because Hashem decided to give it to you, not because you prayed. If you pray and your hands are not clean, Hashem doesn't hear what you say. Erchat v'nikarum kapai. Says the Navi says, Hashem says, wash your hands, wash your palm. I says, then, v'asavavaz b'chah Hashem, then you come and you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what happened. So every time there was a famine, it's because, not every time, again, it says, most of it, I wouldn't say the word, most either, it says it's tikkun, it's correct what Adam HaRishon did with his hands. He held in his hands something like a stolen goods, and he took it. That's the problem. It's not the problem that you ate it. Before you ate it, you stole it. So the first thing that was here on this world is theft. As theft again is not a theft. It means you don't keep honesty. You don't keep emet. Amen. This is the pillar of the world. This is the stamp of Hashem. The stamp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his wisdom. And he said, okay, what's going to be the solution for this world? He said, tell you what the solution is. Shemitah. Shemitah is the solution. Shemitah, you cannot steal. Because Shemitah means that everybody owns everything. Everything. Halacha is, doesn't matter, it's your field, it's your orchard, doesn't matter. You have to open up the gates, and everybody is more than welcome to take whatever you have. And you cannot gather and take everything home before people come, because you must have outside as well for people. Let's say you collected and you put it in your house, and then people came, there's nothing on the street anymore. No produce. Halacha is, you have to take whatever you collected, put it on the street. Not only that, the Gemara says, the way it says in the Torah, you have to make sure the animals have what to eat. Let's say you harvest everything, you put everything, and you know the animals, that they need something to eat. Take it out of your house for the animals. That's how powerful Shemitah is. To plant peace among everybody, and no one would have a reason to steal, because you don't steal, because nobody owns anything. So this is the correction for the sin of Adam HaRishon, that he ate from the tree, so-called his soul. This is the correction in Shemitah. And Hashem made it with his wisdom. I said, 6 years you work, you work, you work. I said, the seventh year, Shemitah. What is Shemitah? It means you own nothing. You know, that was or something else. But since Lama Rishon ate produce, ate something that grows on the ground, Hashem wants to make sure that it's going to be a correction. What's the correction? Emet. I said, what's Emet? Everybody owns everything. It's not your field, it's not your orchard. Open up the gate. If you don't open the gate, people will climb over the gate. People will take all the produce that you have. You can't say nothing. You can say, excuse me. You can say, excuse me. The Gemara says, if you don't do it, Hashem does it. Shemitah, Hashem does Shemitah. And that, Chachamim say, that thing of Shemitah, Hashem chose as a raw matter for all the mitzvot. Because when we got to our Sinai, the Gemara says, we just got, before we said, Naseh v'nishma, since we got to Har Sinai, says the Gemara, the first time had no machloket. People lived peacefully. No court system, nothing. The whole court system started after the golden calf. Before that, no court system. As everybody loves everybody, and there's no argument, there's no trial, there's no court system, nothing. That's what happened on Har Sinai. And that's what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to tell you something. Go tell them that Shemitah is the raw model. The expectation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu from the universe is honesty. That's it, nothing else. Nothing. That don't keep the mitzvot. The mitzvot will help you to be honest. And actually, the Torah tells you the Barachot, this week's Barashah, Parashat Bechukotai, in Chaz Shalom, the curses, it's not the misbehavior, it's how serious you took learning Torah. Because when you learn Torah so much, you're not going to have time to think, do other things. And the Torah will plant inside you the idea of honesty. When you learn Torah, that's the power of Torah. And that's what Hashem wants, nothing else. Be honest. You're honest, you have everything. You're not honest, nothing. Zero. The pillar that holds the world is peace and honesty. Now, Chachamim would say, look, how important it is the honesty. We have a custom on Shavuot to read Megillat Rut. So again, you read the Megillat Rut, it is a story of what happened. You know, Ruth is going to get married to Boaz, and the old Boaz's grandson is going to be, great grandson is going to be David HaMelech. Chachamim, look, Megillat Rut starts by Bimei Shvot HaShoftim, by Ra'ah Baretz. Famine again. Famine. Says the Gemara, famine again, what happened? Gemara says, Shvot HaShoftim. That says the whole world is corrupt. I mean, Israel, talking about Israel, corrupt. He's having people in front of a judge, and the judge asks him, why did you steal? I say, look who's talking. Look who's talking. The judge said, return what you stole. So the guy told the judge, you return you stole, but you stole. I'm going to return what I stole. The generation, they judge the judges. Everybody is a thief. Yeah. I mean, say, in Egypt was a famine. You know why? The brother stole Yosef. Dor Mabul was a famine because he stole. Adam HaRishon stole. Still, okay, fine. It means Hashem does it on purpose to bring the famine in order to wake up the people. They're not honest. Huh? So was a famine, and then Megillah will tell you was a rich man, Elimelech, left the country with his children. The children got married to some girls from Moab, and they died. And just here, there's a girl, Ruth, and the mother-in-law, Naomi. They wait. All of a sudden, the Megillah tells us they heard the famine is over in Israel. And they live in Moab. Moab is around Iraq. So they decide to go back to Israel. They're very poor. Trailing on the way, they get back to Israel. They come to Bethlehem. And people recognize Naomi. They say, whoa, Miss Naomi, what happened to you? Look where you look. They say, forget about it. I had such a hard life. My husband died. My children died. Here I am. I have nothing. Zero. Found a little tent. her apartment. So Megillah tells Ruth, tells her mother-in-law, his ex-mother-in-law, you know what, let me go, I'm going to go to the field. And the poor people used to go to the fields and collect what falls on the floor. So the halacha is, the Gemara says, the Torah says, the halacha is, while the cutting the wheat and the barley, the, whatever falls on the floor, if it's one piece or two pieces, the poor people used to pick it up. And they, at the end of the day, they had some, a little bit of wheat or barley, they used to go home and grind it and make themselves a bread. And the Gemara says, but if three pieces of wheat or barley falls on the floor, belongs to the owner, don't pick it up. Okay. So Megillah says that Ruth goes to the field. Can you imagine the embarrassment? The Gemara says she was the daughter of a king in Moab. But decided to convert. She comes. She walks over there in the field. I mean, the Megillah reads it like this. Megillah was in Baruch HaKodesh much later after the thing that happened, written by Shmuel HaNavi. And this is Boaz. He's a rich man. And he's the judge also. At that time, the judges were like the prime minister. His real name was Ibsan. Boaz is his nickname. He comes to the field to check on the workers. He sees this girl. He says, who is this girl? He says, why are you asking? He says, I see that she knows the halacha. She's very careful not to steal. She bends down. She sees how many wheats on the floor. Was barley at the time. How many pieces of barley? One or two? You see, she picks it up. If it's three, she leaves it over there. So they tell him, listen, this girl is Ruth, and she came from Moab with her ex-mother-in-law, and she said, oh, yeah. She comes home, and she has some barley with her. He introduced himself to her, it doesn't matter. She comes home, Naomi asks him, where were you? He said, well, I was there. The guy's name is Boaz. Oh, it's my brother-in-law. It's my brother-in-law. The beginning, I tell her, listen, Ruth, I think you should get married to this guy. Married to him. It's a perfect time, perfect age. You are 40 years old. He is 400 years old. Zero doesn't mean anything. What means a zero? It's the perfect match. I'll tell you what to do. But you do? You go on the internet. What do you mean you do? You send a shadchan. What do you mean what to do? Say, no, I'll tell you what to do. Tonight, this rich man, the judge, yeah, what we call in America, Rishon Lezion, he is going to sleep on a pile of wheat. And you go over there at night, and you tell him, hello, shalom. He says, I'm here, my name is Ruth, I want to marry you. Says the judge is going to sleep on a pile. So I said, yeah. There was people used to steal over there, right? And he's going to make sure nobody steals. He said, no. Where's all the Spanish people? It's before the war. What happened to all the Mexicans? He had fields. They're very rich. The man is one of the richest at the time. He's going to sleep over there on the pile. Okay. So she was a very good girl, and she said to her mother, okay, I'm doing it. So she got dressed, Megillah said, now there's her. She's going on a date. Going on a date with Boaz. Going to meet Gdol Ador, the Rishon Lezion. He is watching over there the pile nobody should steal, and she's going to ask him to marry her. She comes over there, the Megillah reads it. The story of the Megillah. She comes over there in the middle of the night. He said, who is this? My name is Ruth. You know me. I was in the field, remember? I said, okay, why, what can I do for you? I want to marry you. I want you to marry me. He said, okay, fine. I'll marry you. It's out of his mind. He says, this is Rishon LeZion. He said, you know what? This is another relative of your ex. I'm going to ask him in the morning, maybe he wants to marry you, because he is first. And if he doesn't want, I'll marry you. Okay. Come in the morning, she said, go home. So she goes home, in the morning she comes. My boss takes 10 people, and said, I want you to sit down, I'm the court, like a court, and I want to bring in front of you a case. Say, see this girl, she just came with her mother-in-law, ex-mother-in-law from Moab, and she wants to marry somebody. And maybe I said, all of a sudden, the person that Boaz said, maybe he should marry her, he walks by and says, hello, come here. I want to ask you something. You want to marry this girl? Maybe sell some? Forget about it. He said, no, it's not for me. So Moses said, you know, I'm gonna marry you. Mazal tov. The Megillah says like this, okay. So the 10 people over there and the audience, they say, okay, Mazal tov. Hopefully now this girl Ruth should be like Rachel and Leah that built Am Israel. What Rachel and Leah? What are you saying, Rachel and Leah? And then he married her, and then his great grandson is David HaMelech, the end of the Megillah. And then it's a custom to read Megillah Ruth on Shavuot. Why even on Shavuot? He said, well, David HaMelech, maybe he was born on Shavuot, probably died on Shavuot. Let me say this, look, I want this. What is the story about Rachel and Leah that we know? Of course, Yaakov Avinu wanted to marry Rachel, and they made signs between themselves because Rachel told him when she met him, she was 15 years old, told him, Yaakov, you should know, her father is a tricker, is a liar, I have an older sister, even though the three are twins, he is not going to let you marry me before my sister. But Yaakov said, I'm not marrying your sister. Especially everybody knew that the two sisters, one's going to marry Yaakov, one's going to marry Esau. The Leah belongs to Esau. He said, I don't want Leah. I met you, I don't want. He said, my father will not let it happen. And he's going to make a speech before the wedding. So they decide to make signs between themselves. In case of a speech, Yaakov realized right away she's not the right girl and canceled the wedding. What? So Yaakov went and walked 7 years. After 7 years, the wedding is coming. The wedding is coming. He goes on to the chuppah. Of course, Laban makes the switch. All of a sudden, Rachel sees, and Leah comes with a gown. Bright. She walks over to her and says, listen, I don't want you to get embarrassed. I made signs with Yaakov. I give you the signs. The biggest thing in the world. Huh? Give the signs. Huh? So Yaakov married Leah. And in the morning, he found out it's Leah. He told the Laban, why did you cheat me? Laban said, what's the problem? Big deal. Walk another 7 years. Marry Rachel. Yaakov said, okay, fine. Yaakov got married right away to Rachel as well. And now he's going to walk 7 years for Rachel after he walks 7 years for Rachel first. But this was, Laban said, this was for Leah. So Leah had already 4 children. Rachel had no children. And here's the punchline. The Torah emphasized and says, Abi Mik Tzichitim was the time of harvesting the wheat. And Reuben went to the field to find wheat or something else. He says to Gemara, what is the reason to emphasize that this is the time harvesting the wheat? To tell you how careful Reuben is going to the field, the empty fields, to find some food because he's afraid of stealing. He doesn't want to steal. So he goes over there on the field to look for some barley and wheat that belongs to nobody. And he found called Dudaim, some jasmine. Jasmine is a segula to have children. Okay. His mother already has 4 children. So he picked up those jasmine, maybe picked some wheat and barley. It's irrelevant. He comes home. He gives his mother the jasmine. Leah is having the jasmine in her hand, and Rachel sees the jasmine. Rachel says, oh, my sister, please, do me a favor. You got 4 children. It's already 4 years that I'm married to Yaakov. I got no children. Can you give me jasmine? Leah said to her like this, those words, isn't it enough you stole my husband? Every day Yaakov goes to you to dinner. He never comes to, almost never comes to me. You stole my husband. You want to steal the jasmine too? Excuse me, Miss Leah, excuse me. Let me rewind. 11 years ago, Yumona is supposed to get married to Yaakov altogether. I had signs with Yaakov. I was kind enough and generous, and I gave you the signs. You should not get embarrassed. Do you remember this? So who stole who? I stole your husband because Yaakov doesn't come to have dinner with you. He comes to have dinner with me. He doesn't belong to you. I was very nice to you, and I gave you the signs. And now you're telling me I stole your husband? Who stole from whom? Instead of Rachel giving her that lecture, I said, you know what? You're right. Tonight Yaakov comes. I prepared already dinner. He's not coming to me. I'm going to have dinner by myself. He's going to come to you. Go cook your dinner for him. Okay, fine. That's what happened. Torah, your text. Then Torah comes immediately and says, a few months later, Hashem remembers Rachel, that she gave the signs. And now she's going to have Yosef. Excuse me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She gave the signs 11 years ago. It's a reward. She was very nice and she gave the signs. Now, Hashem remembers it. He said, look what happened. The Torah tells us that Yaakov hated so-called Leah. He said, I didn't want to marry you. It was a pick. Okay. Now Rachel sees it. Okay. Rachel, with all the respect, you gave her the signs. Okay, fine. So you gave her the signs, and she got married to Yaakov. But now what? Now Yaakov comes every night to your tent, and he's having dinner with you. He disregards her. He comes occasionally, he goes over there, and he's having pizza over there. I says, that is lack of peace. This is lack of after HaKamocha. You're right. You did a major, major act. You didn't want your sister to get embarrassed. Okay, fine. Then she got married to Yaakov. She got no husband. Yaakov goes to you all the time. That's what Leah told Rachel. With all the respect, I admire you. You gave me the signs. But I got no husband. He doesn't love me. So I emphasize. Hashem gave Leah children because Hashem saw Yaakov doesn't like him. Well, he has a good reason not to like him. He has a good reason. But you, from your point of view, Rachel, you were so nice. You should, after that, Yaakov comes to you every night. He said, Yaakov, listen, does he have another wife? It's my sister. She is like a widow. What happened? Therefore, at that moment, Rachel got it and said, you know what? You're right. He's going to go to you. He's coming to you for dinner. That moment, Hashem said, because you put peace between you and your sister, now you can have it yourself immediately. It's true you gave the signs 11 years ago. But it doesn't help. It's just your sister is like a widow, like a lady without a husband. And that's what Leah meant. And the Rachel told her, yes, restore peace between the two wives that Hashem loves the most. And that's what is the pillar that holds the world, is shalom, peace. That's just honest. It was the peace between Rachel and Leah. Yeah. And then because of the peace, we have Yosef, we have Binyamin, we have Issachar, we have Zvulun. Yeah. So the peace between Rachel and Leah happened because of this, of the adjustment. Yeah. How did you find the adjustment? You meant on the field. Why did you go to the field? Because you're afraid of stealing. I said, this Reuben was the correction of Adam HaRishon. That's what Yaakov told him before Yaakov died. You know, Reuben, you're the best. You were afraid of stealing, and you went far away to the so-called to the field to find some wheat and barley. Wheat and barley? Read the Megillat Rut. The Megillat Rut talks about wheat and barley the whole time. Rut is in the field first. The field that has barley. Then she stayed there. She goes in the field that has wheat. The Megillah emphasizes. You read the Megillah, says barley, wheat, barley. Says, where's barley wheat? Barley wheat. The man says, by the way, you should know maybe the thing that Adam HaRishon ate was wheat. Not barley, it was wheat. But it's irrelevant. You should know the peace between the two wives, between two mothers of Israel, was arranged by jasmine. Where did you find the jasmine? In the field. Why did he go to the field? Because he didn't want to steal. Why did he want to steal? Because Adam HaRishon stole. And Mr. Reuben, I am the correction of Adam HaRishon. And because of that conversation, because of the adjustment, was the peace. He says, what? Because of honesty. He says, look, the Megillat of Ruth is the whole thing is peace. Honesty. The whole Megillah. He says, she comes to the field, Ruth. She only picks two pieces of barley, not three, because otherwise it's only stealing from the owner. And then Boaz is going to come, is going to be nice to her. And then she's going to come home. And then the mother will say, listen, I want to explain to you something. This guy Boaz, is going to sleep on the pile. You think why he sleep on the pile? Not because he's afraid of somebody he's going to steal. Because if somebody's going to steal, he's going to have guards. He wants to be there to make sure that people will not make a scene. Because if they are guards, you know, the thief will come behind. So they know that the Rishon LeZion is sleeping on the pile. This is why, because not because he's afraid he's going to steal from him. If he were afraid of stealing, he would call a company, the guard to watch it. No, he wants everybody to understand that you're not allowed to steal. Because that's the stamp for Hashem. And let's the Chachamim say that the Gemara calls this Boaz Chassid. What's Chassid? Ma said, Chassid, David HaMelech says, when we say every morning, Yael David, Tia Shem Yekai, Shnechon Ki Chassid Ani. Ma says, David HaMelech says, I am Chassid. I said, why Chassid? Ma said, you know why David HaMelech is Chassid? Because he is getting up very early in the morning to be on the court system and to make peace between couples, between people. Because making peace, this is the pillar of the world. He says, who are you, Mr. David? I'm a great grandson of Boaz. Who is this guy, Boaz? He's a Hasid. What Boaz is a Hasid? Boaz is a Hasid. David is a Hasid. So what do you mean Hasid? Hasid to prevent people from doing sins, says the Gemara, is called Hasid. Hasid is not you go over the Shlaimer. Hasid means mit chasedim kono. Worry about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People should not do something against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This guy, Boaz, sleeps on the pile over there. I said, Naomi tells the ex-daughter-in-law, go over there to get married to him. And I says, the guy is a tzaddik, major, said, come in the morning, for the peace, I'll marry you, because you got no husband. But listen, I'm very honest, I'm going to ask the other guy that is in front of me, because he's a relative, also, maybe he wants, if not, I'm going to marry him. Megillah said, listen, the people over there, after the wedding, right away, they say, Yiratzon, she should be like Rachel and Leah. So what Rachel and Leah? Well, Rachel and Leah, they made peace between themselves and they built on Israel. As says, David Melech Israel. He said, who is he? He is a grandson of so-called Rachel and Leah. Who is this Rachel and Leah? Ruth. Ruth is Rachel and Leah. Says the Gemara, the purpose of reading Gilat Ruth on Shavuot, because Shavuot is the holiday. It's the fact that we had peace among themselves. No machloket, as is Boaz is the role model of no machloket. Ruth is the role model of peace, of honesty. From this will come Mashiach Mabamina.
Amen.